It's another exciting one here today at Menzies Tea Party. We are about to have the time of our lives. Miss Nye, have I lied?
Nope.
Do I lie?
Speaker. You never lie.
Period. Okay, so guys, like we promised you the last time, if the feedback was good, we are going to give unwanted opinions again. So here we are today, coming to give unwanted opinions. I've realized that people enjoy the party more when it's about relationships. Mm-hmm. You people too, they like love. They like love too much, Miss Na. And guys, I don't like that when it's about love, the listeners increase by margins. Like, so I'm like, what's going on in this Accra?
We'll start clickbaiting them. We'll put love in the title, then no fee.
Guys, no, I'll never deceive you. But I understand. I mean, relationships are so complicated and can be so tiring. And even me, I feel like I'm going through it. Guys, Accra is... Can we... Right now, guys, I'm an eccentric babe. Miss, I've not told you.
No, you've not told me.
Hey.
Give me the details.
I'm an eccentric babe, boo. Living life as it comes. My conscience and other things won't come in the way, but as I say, you guys, I'll fight you.
I'm screaming.
Sandy, I'll go to church. Maybe when I go to church, don't preach and touch my heart. But I cry is hard. Okay, guys, so we are supposed to have, we promise you Ajua because she has like a lot of interesting opinions.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not here yet.
Oh,
I'm gonna ask her where she is. But yeah, Miss Nai Nai always give you great tea.
Anyways, yep.
So we are gonna just do that anyways. So today, Miss Nai, tell them what we are coming to do.
Okay. So the last time we did the subreddit, am I the asshole? And today we're doing the subreddit relationships. Yeah, that's what it's called. This one is not really people asking if they've done, like, it's not really people who have done something awful or something awful has been done to them. It's just people sometimes telling you cute things that happened in their relationship or disturbing things or, you know, just sharing something about their relationship. So we're going to, you know, read again and then give our very unsolicited opinions on whatever the issues are. Point blank, period.
Jinx, guys, Miss Nana, it's a party game.
Ha. It's so strong.
So strong,
so
guys.
Strong.
Say no to spiritual marriages. That was so random.
You slay me.
So random, guys. Anyways. So, Miss Nana, I guess we'll have to start, and when Ajua comes.
Okay, then. All right. So, okay, which number should I start with? Choose a random number, even though I sent it to you in order.
Five. That just seems.
Okay, let me read five. The title for five is what? I have a loo in the living room.
Yes, a loo.
In his living room.
Oh, right.
Let's get into it. So it says, I have a loo in the living room. Okay, too long, didn't read. I have a loo in the living room, not intentional. How can I? I bought my house from an elderly man, and that is why my living room is fitted with a urinal or urinal.
Wait, so when he was buying the house, he didn't see that.
No, he saw it, but he can't be bothered. Like, he doesn't care about it. It's the girlfriend that cares.
Okay, let's continue.
I never removed it and did start using it.
I mean, convenient. Imagine you're watching something. That's not I'm watching Big Brother or something.
You just pee?
And something is happening and I want to pee, like I really want to pee and I don't want to go because I'll miss. But if my urinal was right in the middle of my living room, I will pee and I'll be listening. Interesting.
Okay, so it says, I have never removed it and did start using it. My friends also have always used it. I've always kept it really clean and put cubes in it to try to keep a mint fragrance in the room. Fast forward to where I am now. A few months ago, I met a wonderful, beautiful woman. I really do like her. When she first came round my house, I covered the urinal with an old curtain, which I draped over it. It was not a problem. We spent the evening watching TV, had dinner in the room, and was not mentioned. It was not an issue. A couple of weeks later, I had the guys round for a PS4 session, and while I was outside of the room, one of the boys pulled off the curtain and started using the urinal. My girlfriend walked in from the kitchen and saw him. She was horrified, could not believe what she was seeing. After a really our relationship, and to skip forward, I am fully using the urinal 24/7. It is my preferred loo. I don't like having to walk upstairs. This has become a real problem with my girlfriend. She does not want to come over to my house anymore and will only meet up at hers. I'm totally into her and do want it to work.
Okay, Mr.
Yeah.
To catch you, but Adra is here now. Hi,
hey, girl.
Hey,
this is your... I beg, but I don't know. The volume is low.
Oh, we are so sorry. You have to try in here because we don't know how we can help.
Okay, let me try. Let me try and log in again.
Okay. This girl.
You will not kill me for my mother.
Not at all, Miss Na. I don't even know. Let's do... Okay, guys. We are going on a short commercial break. We'll be right back. Commercial break is Miss Nat telling us things. What's going on in your life, my dear?
Guys, go and vote for Groovy.
Go
and vote for Groovy.
You know, I low-key feel like we'll all be giving Groovy sympathy votes before we realize. He has passed Fina.
I mean, me, I'm not voting, guys, but go and vote for Groovy.
Why are you not voting?
I don't know. Like this year, nothing is pushing me to create that account to do it now.
Okay, guys.
They're very okay.
I'm back, but before I continue, please, that was Miss Nab taking us to Big Brother.
Yeah.
No, serious.
Vote for Groovy and his pink hair so that when he comes out of the house, he can buy more pink dye.
Miss Nab, not everybody wants to watch Big Brother or hear about it. Guys,
I said vote for him.
I'm sorry, Miss Nab is serving you lemon tea at the party.
This is propaganda, guys. Oh, I'm going to vote for Eleba here too.
She's ah! Adjoa.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Adjoa, hi.
Hello. Hi. It's better. I can hear everybody.
So, should I read everything all over again? Or we should let her read on here? Okay.
No. She shouldn't read. Let's just tell her what's going on. So, okay. Adjoa, a guy.
We are doing number 5, by the way.
A guy has bought a house from an old man, and there's a urinal in the living room.
Ah. That was cool. No, what is that one too? What sort of poor design is that?
Adjoa, so the guy got a girl, and the first thing he was bringing the girl to his house, he used like a curtain to drape over it, so the girl didn't see. And one day the girl came there, and all this while he has become comfortable using the washroom in the hall. One day he had like a boys hangout or something of the sort, and his girlfriend was in the kitchen. One of his friends wanted to pee and went to use it, and the girl came out of the kitchen and saw the boy using the urinal in the middle of the living room. I don't know if she never realized that it was
there. I was like, is it a chair or what? I feel like they should have given us visuals. They should have given us a picture of the living room.
Because I don't know if she didn't realize it was there, if it's in some corner. I don't
know. Cause me, like, I'll ask you, what's this?
Why are you coming here? This when I go to someone's house crying, every time I come to your house, your one door is closed. One day I'll ask you, what's this in that room? But you are a ritualist and I don't know.
Okay.
So, Adjoa, that's where we've reached you. The girl was horrified. Miss Nan, so now you can continue. I think she's all caught up.
We are now 2 months into our relationship, and to skip forward, I am fully using the urinal 24/7.
It is my preferred loo. I don't like having to walk upstairs. This has become a real problem with my girlfriend, and she does not want to come over to my house anymore. We'll only meet up our hairs. I'm totally into hair and do want it to work, but I'm not into having someone else run my life and dictates that I can only come over to her house. I really don't want to change my house for her. I would like to hear from a woman's perspective. Is it something a woman would just adjust to over time? Thanks.
Ah. Wait. Ah. So wait. He wants to... I mean, how do... Is it normal? Or is it an eccentric boo? Because... Is it normal for you to have, like, a washroom in your... Oh, God.
When the thing is that I feel like honestly he also didn't help us with the description, because is it the hanging one that we have in the men's washrooms that is just hanging there? You see, maybe it could be that typo, because that's how he can cover it and then get away. So it's not bam in the middle of the living room like that. Maybe it's on the wall in the living room somewhere.
Yeah, maybe a seat.
I don't know.
That's what I think. Mr. Jackson, I'm so sorry if our non-essential people hear us, because she and this bad network is becoming an attitude, Miss Na.
She is also.
No, she's in... What's the name of the place?
I forgot to say. Norway.
She's in Norway. I just heard me tell her that her family witches have been following her. I think right now we have to stop praying. Because you are not in Ghana too. You are still having network issue. What guys, listen, Adra has, in fact, this is Adra's actual attitude. When she goes for a party, this is how she will actually behave. It's not about it. She goes to the party and be quiet. She says something, she'll just say, what would she even say? What would she say?
I don't know. You're the one telling us this story.
Just laugh. She just do.
Adra, come and stand for your this one.
I pray she can actually hear us very well, so she can hear everything I'm saying. She just cannot defend herself. If I were her, I'll be so frustrated.
That has happened to me before.
It's nice to happen to you a lot.
Yeah, but now
your family witches released you.
They released me, sir.
Okay, guys. So, Miss Na, honestly, no matter what it is, I don't think it's cool.
Honestly, it's very weird.
Yeah, because the living room is the place where you want to go and sit, get down, relax, proper breeze, fresh air, everything. Babe, can you hear us now? Can you speak now?
Yes, fact, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I can hear you, but it's a bit faint.
Don't worry, talk. What do you think?
Okay. Me, I'm saying that how can they are confident that the guy is actually comfortable with this thing in WC or something in the middle of your hall or something like that. It's not
I'm
like...
saying that I don't think it's like a WC. Is that one that they have in the world?
That was just being.
Still, it's not nice.
Yeah, I still think it's odd.
Yeah, no matter what it is, I mean, you cannot just come and be putting things. Like, there's supposed to be like a clear architecture for your home.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm guessing since it's like an old man, he had it there because probably he had maybe leg issues, he couldn't walk long and stuff like that. And I'm sure maybe he was being a lot, maybe because of some medication. Yeah. But you're a young man, you've come. And you know, like he and his friends, they are all lazy.
Yeah.
Their friends will not complain. And they're also
happy.
Easy acted.
And they are dirty, because like seriously, you are comfortable with this thing there.
I agree with his girlfriend. It's not allowed. It's not done. It's
not that he's done. No, but not that he's
lying. Don't do it anyway.
You know what's annoying me? He's talking as if the girl is the one that is lucky to have him, so he wants to know. But he's like the girl didn't leave him.
my own is that, so when they get married, is she supposed to move into this house with this urinal there?
Honestly, he's a fool to me, period. And I think the girl is dictating to you. If I'm not comfortable with something, I'm not comfortable with it. And this is something you can easily compromise on. Because what the...
Me, honestly, something like this, if you tell me, girl, like, I'll use the smallest chance to break up with you. So something like this, oh, I'm out. And there, it brought them weirdly closer together.
It brought she and Woody and the girl.
Yes.
Hey, me and Jindy. Me and guys, see, I can easily get attached to a person I really like. I feel like maybe that's how the girl too is. But me and Kyrie, they will fight over this thing. Ah.
Anyways, have we lost our guest again?
No, I guess it's you. I don't know if she can talk, but she's here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can hear you.
When you come, don't ask us. Just talk if we can hear you.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, Miss Nag, we are going to one.
One. Okay, let's go. Adra, we are going to one. Oh.
Okay.
All right.
If I minimize the thing and go to one, I'll hear anything. So.
Okay. So just listen.
Okay.
The title is "Children Have Disowned My Wife and I for Being Swingers."
It's not a shock. It is not a shock. They should be fine.
Swingers are basically like you know, a couple who have sex with other people together separately, and then they have like swinger parties. So they'll have like, it will be, they'll do it in a nondescript place too. So they'll go to like maybe a house. You think it's a normal house.
Inside. I feel like I've seen this word before. Isn't the book we looked at the last?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, so some of these things. That's an eccentric babe. I'll get there soon. I'm a fast learner. There we go. Yeah. Okay. I'll just say something the one on the table here. Yeah, let's listen to this before.
Okay. Okay. So it says, so to start, my wife and I are both in our 40s and have two children, son 23, daughter 18. Uh-huh. Our son moved out a few years ago to live with his fiance, whom he has a lovely granddaughter. Okay, I get what they're trying to say.
Yeah,
who is the light of our lives? We don't live in a small town, in quotes, but it's smallish. My wife and I have been swinging for as long as I can remember. We don't do it super consistently. And you wouldn't say we are in the culture of it, but we have used online sites, dating apps, etc. to set things up. So the problem we are having spans from about a week ago. Through methods I'm not entirely sure, it seems both of our children have become aware of our lifestyle. From an incredibly happy and close-knit family, it was destroyed overnight. It all started when my son called me in the evening. In a very calm voice, he explained that he was aware of what me and my wife have been doing and that he had found evidence online. He then proceeded to tell me that he wanted nothing to do with me or my wife, and that essentially we were dead to him. He has said that he would not ever allow us to see our granddaughter again. He has said that we've made him the town's laughing stock. He called both me and his mother horrendous names. No one should call their parents. After his rant, he informed me that his sister, 18, who was still living with us, in bracket at the time, she wasn't home, felt the same way and would be moving in with him and his fiance. We have never been a religious or conservative family. And one of the specific points my son has continuously argued is that he finds our behavior morally reprehensible. And he will never allow his granddaughter to be exposed to people with such values. Since then, my son has made several social media posts about how we are swingers and are responsible for destroying his family. So effectively, he has outed us to the entire town. Since the event, I've seen my daughter once when she came home to get her clothes and she wouldn't speak to me or make eye contact with me. My son has said that even if we completely change, he would still want nothing to do with us as the damage has been done. He has told me that they are all going to move interstate by the end of the year. He just wants us to move on and pretend they were never our kids. For the past week, I've been telling myself they will calm down and see reason. But no matter how diplomatic and calm we try to be with them, I cannot find a path to reconciliation. There has to be something I can do. My wife is a royal wreck, and my kids seem to actively know how to fix things. Any advice is appreciated. Cheers.
Is that cheers for me? What do you guys think?
The boy took it a bit too extreme. That's why I think it's a family matter. So just let it stay within. To post on social media and all that is too much for me. I mean,
was it wasn't necessary.
Yes, yes. It's like you're actually working for dressing your clothes in public. It wasn't the best. Okay, fine. They bored you. Talk to them. Tell them you don't like what they are doing. But to go and put it on social media, and what do you get from it? In a way, you are disgracing your own self. I think he took it too far. Then again, just Akokwa and Abrowa. You can do this with it. Knowing very well, maybe your children won't support it. I think those things, if you have children that don't mind, although I don't like it, fine. But I have the case where you, I think your son is too dramatic or too extra.
No, actually, I want to say something. First of all, they were doing it before they had these kids, because you see, they've been doing it for a while, and they've raised them in such a way that this shouldn't be a problem if they get to know about it. Because the mom is saying that we've not raised them to be religious and all that. We've raised them to be very free-thinking and open-minded children. So please, Andrew, I don't think that you should say that if their children, first of all, should they live for their children? Should they? Like,
oh, no, but you see, in a way, so that's what I'm saying. If you know your children, maybe though you've raised them to be free thinking, or maybe that's something they don't like
as well.
So if anything, just hide it from them rather than letting them know. Because right now, it's all over town that y'all are swinging.
Just stop doing what makes them happy, because their grown ass kids cannot reconcile with the fact that this is what makes my parents happy. Ms. Na, what do you think?
I think, first of all, if you deep it, what's the difference between like swinging and cheating? The thing is that one, both partners know it's happening and both partners are in agreement. There's no one who is saying that, oh, like my husband is stepping out of me and this is something that they both enjoy. Secondly, what has my sex life got to do with you? What has my sex life got to do with you? Everyone in this thing is consenting to it. You, the son, I'm not forcing you to give me your wife to have sex with. Like, what is the connection? And you are claiming that the person has soiled your name, has made you the laughing stock. To make it better, you go and put it out everywhere. And you go and explaining a cry. I said that these things happen at nondescript places. The only way he would know something like this is maybe if, yes, his parents were seen on a dating site and then someone showed it to him that, oh, look at what your parents are doing. Something like that. You can say, oh, you know, guys, it's your life. I can't tell you what to do. But like, it's seeping into my life too, and it's a bit embarrassing. So can you find ways to make this non-invasive? But to out them to everybody, to...
It's not nice. That one, dear, you protect family.
See, Ms. Na, I agree with you 100%. I'm like, first of all, you this boy. The parents describe their family as a close-knitted one. For all we know, this is what is keeping the marriage.
It's true.
For all we know, this is what is keeping them, making everybody happy and making the whole house lovey-dovey.
It's true.
I'm getting to a point where I'm realizing that different things rock different people's boats. And the better, the earlier we all come to understand that, the better, the happier we'll be. Because if I was this boy and I've seen my parents doing this, what Miss Nye is saying is the best thing, as far as nothing is affecting me. Period. Your granddaughter, how old is that small child?
As in,
would your parents go and call her and come and be telling her?
And the thing is that, like, it's at this age that you found out.
Yes.
And they've been doing it since. If it hasn't seeped into the family life, it hasn't affected the way you people were living before, why should that create such a problem now? Like, that's what I want to know.
The boy is just something else, honestly.
Extra.
both of them, because why is the small sister also listening to him and following him to go and stay with his fiance? Or maybe the fiance is influencing them. I don't know what's going on, guys. I really cannot wrap my mind around.
Now she's too over here, because living with your parents is different from living with your sibling. There are some things that you can get away with your parents that you can never get away with your siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, like, in all this, it doesn't seem like they had other problems prior to this. Like, this is the main problem. It's not like they were being mistreated or anything.
Maybe she don't have a problem with her brother, but the
fiance. It's possible.
But the fiance.
Uh-huh.
No matter what, if they moved in together, that means that they both want to be alone and, you know, and this company and whatever.
Privacy.
Yes, and then now you are bringing your little sister to the house. She will not be happy there. They should just realize the girl will come back home, I promise.
I'll go and see if there's like an update to this one, because I'm very interested.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Adria, right now, let me tell you, life, I'm realizing that it's not about what you like or what you don't like. It's about what works everybody. And what I'm realizing is we are all sinning, right?
Yeah.
But we are choosing, once I don't do this particular sin,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, but if I don't do this particular sin and someone else does, that person is the worst person. Mm. That's what I'm realizing. That's what I was thinking when I was reflecting on my life, and I realized that, see, no matter how small I sin or no matter what sin it is, I still sin. The Bible doesn't classify sins. All sin is sin. But if I don't do a certain sin and someone else is doing it, then it's a problem. A friend of mine said that she can't sleep with someone's husband, but she can sleep with someone's
boyfriend.
I'm like, what? What foolish man is that one? I'm like, see, you can sleep with someone's boyfriend, you can sleep with someone's husband. It shouldn't be a problem.
I think he's looking at it on the basis of, you see, with husband vows, you said it before God. Well, boyfriend.
No, but we don't really know. No, all right. First of all, they said that they are not even religious. So how do you know?
No, miss, I was saying that before you left, I have, I've realized that what I was, that one, I guess you heard, it's like, once you don't do a particular thing, it's so bad. And then a friend of mine told me that she cannot, sleep with someone's husband, but she can sleep with someone's boyfriend. And she and I meant that the marriage, there's vows and stuff. Adria, people are separated. So if I'm sleeping with a married man who is separated from his wife, it should be fine, because and especially if the marriage will no longer work, then it should be fine.
Mm-hmm. But you see, in this case, she was saying specifically, say, a married man. That's what I'm saying. So you see that one, some people see it as, oh, that one, the vows and things have come inside.
Thank you.
And I mean, if you say be my girlfriend, isn't there a vow you need to?
Me, I feel like, I feel like, you know, as an eccentric babe, let me tell you people, see, hey, love goes where love is.
Eccentric babe.
Love goes where love is.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's marriage is in serious trouble, and in fact, it's beyond reconciliation. Are you listening? I don't know why some people have this mentality as well. Some people never want to have a divorce, but they are never going to come back together. So are you saying that because the man is not going to divorce the woman because of maybe his parents have some values that don't divorce, or maybe he's like maybe like in the land, like maybe a president or something, so you know, a divorce would just be, you know, too much for everything going around, so they decide to separate. The person shouldn't have a girlfriend or shouldn't move on to other relationships if there are girls who are in those relationships to understand what the situation is. Should they become celibate or stop loving? What I want to understand, guys.
Honestly, I don't know what they do when
nowadays, so nowadays, like, I've been thinking. And Adria, no, as I'm saying this to yourself, are you realizing?
Nadia, you cry. You said that when you have a partner, cry, you have to make sure that your partner is not your only partner. Before
I remember 3 years ago, this was Adria was advising us, guys. That if you have a boyfriend, you have to have backup.
I'm
breakfast, safe cuts.
We've done it. Somebody took their own sister. We have to go and console the person. Let me show you, my dear listeners.
All of you. Nigeria, people, you know me and how loving I can be to even both of you. Miss Nakra, hey, Miss Nakra, I have some friends in school. You know, she's told me that people have asked if she and I are lesbian. Ha!
That's the thing about Ghanaians with this thing, too, is that, like, you don't have to do anything, but just be close with a girl and you guys are together a lot, then that's it.
I told her to tell me who asked there. Everybody knows me, that means to show woman, so she didn't tell me. I will ask the person that's
Chris. Your colors have already showed.
Your mama no born you well.
They no born you well.
Kilo.
For the way.
Me, I'd rather sleep with someone's husband than sleep with another woman. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
It's only funny for me when she
says it. Right now, I think when you're talking about two people should be carrying the dildos, so I thought they will not get to that.
No, I just know we're in university. Then this time, I'm sure you, me, and Mary, I'm dead.
Then I think they thought
we are swingers, guys.
Because me and Mary were always together. Like, we're never separated after a year.
Vows Day, crap. Vows Day. Didn't we go out the three of us?
Yeah, the three of us.
Then you people have really sparked rumors.
Sure. Because I was shocked though, because honestly, the person is not even in my class, but she's in my study group, and I knew her from Holy Child High School. So, you know that now you know someone from somewhere else.
Yeah. The thing is that one of the things.
But she recognized me, and so you know those things, and then we become close. We study together and everything. And we are always gossiping. Guys, you know that me, I've told you for years that gossip is mental, whatever. Miss Nato.
Okay.
So like not even gossiping per se, but like you know those things, mm-hmm. someone should you giggle, those things. That's mm-hmm. all. And hey people, I promise you half of the time you're talking about boys.
No, do you know one of the things? The thing too is that people are putting in their minds that girls don't like each other. So when they actually see like female friendships or something that's flourishing, together, they're always laughing, they're like, secretly hate each other. Or they are lesbian, they are this. And like,
do you know the funny thing? You know when we vacated, that my friend and I, we don't talk. It's like out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. I'm like, my girlfriend, I will not be talking to her because of what. But no, honestly, I'm not homophobic or anything. But honestly, I don't know. I find this very icky, honestly, for me. And so I even fight with men that are straight, but I feel like when they see lesbians, they get turned on. I find that icky too as well. But I guess it's a man thing.
Yeah, it's a bad boy thing. But then again, just to touch you to the fact that it looks like whatever you do, people are watching you some way, one way, another. Because how can you go and sit down here? There's two people that are being good friends. You monitor them, then you go and say something awful.
You know what made me happy? The person didn't say the awful. The person went to my friend to go and ask her. Just said they have their gas. I said, why did you come and ask me those useless questions?
I know they're chatter.
Chatter Benzi. I'm ready.
Please, guys, let's not lose focus of what we are here to do.
Oh!
I promise you, by course, I would have said yes. I'm telling you. What is that? Ah, then Miss Na, you dear, you're a lesbian because all the breasts, you and Mariam pressing each other. I'm Mariam. Grinding each other and all that. Guys,
yes, you heard it here first. I'm and Mariam are lesbians.
You see, let me tell you something. Like Miss Na was saying, even males, some of them are so close and really adore each other, but they are scared to express that. Because of how some of you would interpret it. See, till someone tells you, people even have, some of the men even have feminine traits and they are not actually gay. They just have feminine traits. So please, so someone confidently tells you that this is who I am, please stop inferring.
Yeah, don't assume someone's sexuality. Like, yes, what has it got to do with you? What has it got to do with you?
They need to release tension.
It's joblessness.
You know what's funny for me? I remember I was watching Big Brother. Yeah, one of the comments, the person was like, "Kes is jobless. Now how can he be doing this, this, this?" I said, "Someone that is in the house. How are you calling the person jobless?
Jobless.
The person that awake me so I could be calling people jobless. I'm like, ah, don't mind, you're jobless." So I'm saying that it's not. When we say you are jobless, please, we are not saying you don't have a job. We are just saying you are jobless.
Period. However, you understand it. Just so that you are not jobless, jobless.
You are just jobless.
So, guys, it's very wrong for you to do that. So, I appreciate whoever went to ask my friend that, because it's better for you to ask and let them tell you than. But honestly, it's even none of your business. So,
honestly.
Yeah, I gossip about such things. I'm like, hey, this boy, I suspect those things. I'll not lie. But
are you jobless?
I'm jobless. No. But honestly, I don't think it's cool for you to do it. How do I put it? Like, I don't know how to say it, Miss Na. Like, you are doing it like you've stamped it. Like, this is it. I don't know if you get.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah. Moving on.
What number? I'll try you choose a number this time.
Sorry, I'm gonna
She's gone.
Yeah. Number 6.
Okay, let me start. Ging, 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 ging. Okay, number 6 is short, fine. Yeah. Cultural difference getting in the way of sex. Cultural difference. Okay, well, as the title says, I'm Brazilian, 25 male, and my current girl, 23 female, is European. And we Brazilians have the habit of taking shower every day. That's just normal human being. That's just normal human being.
When you say what, they have the what?
Habit of taking a shower every day.
Miss, not normal human beings. I'm going on bath every day.
See, every time this thing happens, I remember one time my mom was living in Germany, right? And then she went to rent this place. And then the lady told her that the water here is very much a Russian thing. Like, if you want to use more than your share, you have to pay more. So they have a bathing schedule. So what day of the week that she wants? What day of the week? My mother looked at the woman like she had two heads. Like, what do you mean day of the week?
It's just
like once. Yes. Me, I'm taking this day, and then this person is taking this day. So, you know, Thursday is free for you if you want.
What did your mommy say?
Oh, she said she will pay more. Now what's this?
Ah, see, you know what even killed me when we were in France, and then Kesoa said when the boy she was babysitting wakes up in the morning, he wants to eat breakfast and just dress and go to school. Eat brush, you know nothing. So she would even force him to brush his teeth, and then he would go to school without passing.
See, hey. Randomly, this week, I remember that my roommate in France, his friend that wanted to take me out one time.
Wait, let me say it's her roommate in France. Please, it's a guy, but we're not sharing the same restaurant.
Yeah, we're just sharing like a kitchen.
The way this girl is saying it, see people I know you.
He was my flatmate, so it still sounds the same. We shared a kitchenette, so we had like connecting doors, and we shared a kitchenette.
But flatmates even better. Maybe you can live in the same house. But
okay, it's true. It's true. So it was my flatmate.
Ghana, if your roomie is Rumo.
And he had this friend who, you know, at first my roommate, he didn't talk to me much. Just hello, hi. But his friend, one time I was cooking in the kitchen, and he came to strike up a conversation and whatever. And then he said he wanted to go out with me sometime. I said, okay, why not? Okay. He's going to take a walk. Guy, when I met this boy, my nose.
Oh.
At a point, like, I'll have to gauge where the wind is coming from and then stand there so that the smell doesn't hit me. And it got to the point that when he comes to visit my flatmates, I know it because the smell would permeate. And when I say, like, we share, it's only the kitchen we share, though. It was only a kitchen, but somehow I'll smell it in my room, like in my studio. I'll smell it in the bathroom. And
man is a punk.
He bite. He was also bathing once a week, I'm sure. Anyway,
let me pass 2 weeks.
You get, because that one there was a little too much.
Let me get those people who do that, what is their family?
It's not their culture.
God has sense. That's why he created water and soap for bathing.
You know, and guys, let me confess here. When I went to France, I went to the bathroom, right? And the water was so cold. I think I told my hostel mates, the water was so cold and I had to suffer to bath with it. I remember I was like, used to come some way, but to not be coming well.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
Then when I finished bathing, I came out. I told them that see people, I think they have to bath me every other day because the place is cold. You don't sweat. And that's why you don't bath every day, guys. And guys, why people, let me not say, don't say I'm, am I racist? But let me say what I think. It's my opinion now. Why people smell like raw meat?
But that's
you see, the thing is, you see, the thing is, if there's something that's real life, they have this perception that...
Her name is Menzi.
I think these people have this perception that what do you call it? it's cold so I don't sweat nothing, but then again you realize that sweat is sweat. As you walk day in day out, there's some sort of sweat that comes up. So especially during the winter, the view around is terrible. You don't take care, you get a catarrh. It's bad. So please, those of you where there is the weather is cold, I beg you, still bath even if it's winter. I beg, because some of us the BO, we can't stand it. Some BO can even give you runs though. What the heck?
Hey. But some wise person passed like in front of me sometime, Hey, she smells so good. Oh my god,
that's one of the best smelling people I've encountered. Too was white. Yeah, one of, not the best, one of.
She smells so good. Even like after she had left, mm-hmm. Like she was still there and it was good. Like I wanted to follow her around. No wonder they said that those screams, those perfumes were. Oh, she smells so good. Hey, when the girl passed, I'm like, wow. Because in my head, white people are just rummy smelling people. not those who don't smell, those who smell, you know, like what Africans, when you are smelling, it's like just some nasty smell, like, mm-hmm. But why people, their own to me smells like raw meat, you get, but this girl smells so good. I promise, if I was mad, I would have followed her around, but I'm not. It's okay, Miss Na, let's continue. So I draw so far, Miss Na has read that.
Right, there's a few lines. Let me just read it.
Okay.
Cultural difference getting in the way of sex. Well, as the title says, I'm Brazilian, 25 male, and my current girlfriend, 23 female, is European. And we Brazilians have the habit of taking a shower every day, up to 3 times a day if necessary. And the fact that my girl doesn't bathe every day has been bothering me. I kind of can't give her a blowjob. I think you mean head, but you're not a native English speaker, so I get what you mean. You can't go down. Yeah. I asked her why not bathing every day, and she said it's cultural, so respect. But I wanted to know if it's true and if I'm being an idiot for not giving her an
please. You give her three
chances.
No,
we're not done. No, listen to what you think. And if I'm being an idiot for not giving her oral on the day she doesn't bath, someone that's not bath, you want to put your head in their punani.
In their listen, are you saying
God gave you grace that you think, God gave you grace that you think. God gave you brains.
Give her three chances. If she doesn't bath, if you tell her yes, it's cultural that I attack you from my life. What the heck? That is you will be smelly and you won't put it on your bed.
Oh. When I saw cultural difference, I thought something indigenous. Right? Like something sick. So the girl is telling us that she cannot just start bathing every day.
That, and you, I didn't save it here, but when I looked at the title, I went through a bit, and then there was an update. Someone asked that which there are different European cultures. Now, where is the girlfriend from? Is there England?
This is not the first English time I've heard something like this. I think English women, some of them don't like bathing. Because anytime I read those things where men are complaining about their partners not bathing. Usually the women are from England, like UK. Why? What's up with that, please? Like, yo.
It's cold.
Hey, I'm watching this on.
Wait, so I want to know where they are staying. Are they staying in Brazil or?
No one, yeah.
Oh, babe, even if they are staying in, what do you call it? Iceland. But I think it's necessary.
I'm asking because of that. So I want to know what her defense still is. Because... Okay, the head defense is culture. Okay.
in the hill.
Oh, but guys, it's not hygienic.
You don't usually bath in the hill clay.
It's really not hygienic, bro. It's really not. Especially her down there that she's not paying attention to. And nigga wants to give her head. Yeah, you know, anything he knows, you'll be something from Chlamydia plus plus.
Oh, guys, honestly, let's respect ourselves. But you know what I just remember? There's a Amaka, there's a girl in Big Brother who can wear 90 from morning to evening. And she's on nation. It's not nationwide, though. She's on worldwide TV because it's only Nigerians who are watching it.
Oh, I'm not like, close. Yeah,
Ajua, we all know that once in a while, except Ajua. But I know for sure. Once in a while, you once in a while, maybe you get up and decide to do. Maybe you bat like. So sometimes, let me use Joy as an example. Sometimes she bat like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. So when she wakes up in the morning, she'll now be like, you know, doing stuff and whatever. Because she just had her bath like that day, just that it was done.
Mm-hmm.
That she'll do like her chores and everything. So maybe to leave her wearing her nightie or whatever for that long. But she's in her house. And as
yes.
I know for a fact that she said, she likes saying, I'm smelling for myself. Then she'll go and buy she likes saying that.
You can't smell it, though, guys.
Yes, you can.
Smell it.
You can't actually. You can. And she said, I'm going to bath. But this girl who is in on TV in Ghana, Nigeria, Ethiopia, South Africa, we are all watching her. She'll wake up, wear her nice, wear her bonnet. She'll now come and be cooking for everybody, cleaning.
In the 90s.
In the 90s, I'm like, if you know even bad, but I just change, we'll not know.
Seriously, and that's something you sleep know. In. So you're going to take the whole sweat, the whole food smell into bed again that evening?
No, she'll bat in the evening and start again.
So if she bats in the evening, is she not wearing the same night, or she changes?
Sometimes.
Your whole anime is fearful.
But you see, I told you it's a quote. They said Biggie's house is cold.
But you see, the
Biggie's house water is not hot water.
When we were at this thing, were they also complaining about the cold? Trenches people weren't complaining about cold, though.
Okay, true.
And then yesterday, when they got there, I heard them islanders asking for AC or something.
Hey, this girl, I joined, she's a bit. No, I'll not say this, I don't say I'm body shaming. Okay, so
guys, I've come back here, and then so the one who posted it said there are many valid reasons not to shower daily, but being British is not one of them. So you know that that's your excuse. Go and bath.
Yes.
Now if I don't bath and someone asks me, I'll say I'm British.
Seriously. Yeah, Brandon. Oh, what's that?
Oh my god. And so me, if I go somewhere, if I travel, I'll tell them that it's a Ghana thing to bath every day. But some of the boys don't do it. But some of the boys don't do it.
Now, when you wake up, you walk in traffic, go to town, come back, and you use that sweat, that stench on your bed,
When did you realize when you are passing on the boys' floor? Like, the stench. Man, why do you guys do that to yourselves?
And there was this one guy on UG campus, I'll never forget his smell. He wears the same shirt for the like every single day.
I'm
like
laughing at that boy because how would she forget the smell?
It was terrible. I hated seeing him every Monday morning when I'm going for what do you call it? That class? What was that class? I think it was a geography class. I hated it because I know I'm going to meet the boy.
Why was it only on Monday morning?
I don't know. I actually meet him when I'm. You see, I pass through Ekwa for her annex to go to JQB side sometimes if I don't want to get the sun rays on me all the time.
You guys,
it's like I don't know why he also has sores that time, but yeah, and his smell all my days.
Let me tell you something. Do you know what this party feels like? This party feels like that party where you go and then it's like everybody has a clique, but you only know the birthday girl. So you are sitting there and everybody's talking about things they can relate to and you don't know anything. I feel like that's what today's party. You've been saying, what the person listening is an American who doesn't know Kwa for her.
Sucks to be you then. Yeah? Sucks to suck.
It sucks to be you, right?
Why did you stop yourself? Believe in your sauce.
Eccentric, babe. You know I do, babe. Okay. Okay. Adjoa, they said you should choose the next story.
Is she gone again? Hey. Okay.
She's here, but maybe we can hear. You know this, babe. And her house people. Or maybe I'm the one causing it, so like I'm keep on choosing what I like.
Having true. Apart from that, we have one bonus there, so if we want to get into that, we can.
Oh, I want to get into the four.
So should we do four?
Yeah, I feel like that one will be more cultural because I thought the first one was something proper cultural, but it's about hygiene. In the title should have been I have a high problem.
See, the way I have managed to make this thing stable, if I should minimize on the thing cards, you people tell me what other story is interesting. I beg to.
I reset my phone
yesterday, so it's been giving me problems since.
I'll buy you a new one, babe.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, relax. My brother just sent me some money.
Right now, can I be going to join those money heist people? Check, like, life is making hard too
what
much.
What is your talent that you're going to use to join them? I'm doing your best.
I'll draw a plan.
You draw the plan.
I'll actually take over the doctor's role because you can actually show them how they should do the thing.
Okay,
okay. You know, the fans are taking food from work. You have no idea.
The fans are listening.
Hey, I've not said that. I just said now. I just didn't say now. You're wicked. What did you say?
Purr.
Oh, for someone very dear to me told me something about 2 days ago. You know what the person said? Hey, no, not 2 days ago, last week Friday. You know what the person said?
The person said
that we are all creatures of our circumstances.
Hey,
it was deep.
It's true.
It was almost philosophy. I beg that person should go and register for philosophy classes. So I really lectures in that department.
You people, you know how I always say I don't judge people. Because people know. It's not like I see people know how I always don't judge people, no matter what they are doing. The more I go through life and meet different people and everything, the more like it becomes like more serious. Like I really don't want, because Mr. Think about it too. We are all creatures of our circumstances.
That's true.
Like, someone is doing something not because they would want to do it, but because life has put them there.
Mm-hmm.
And then just yesterday, this friend said something else. Oh, I forgot what he said. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, for that, where's the
past
your bedtime?
Let me tell you a secret. So before we started this podcast, my spirit was low. I wasn't feeling happy. I don't know why. And I told another dear person, I have lots of dear people since I became eccentric. I told one of my dear friends that, now I'm feeling down, but I'm coming to record the podcast because that's always uplifts my spirits. And see, I'm on cloud 92. So, guys, I hope my party does that to y'all. To y'all. That's been lifting your spirit. Okay, guys. We like
him
too much. Okay, let's
go. So the title is Cultural Differences or Am I a Racist?
Hey.
Get into it. So 20 female Caucasian. You're a racist. You're Caucasian. You're automatically.
Wait.
Sorry.
People, you English is becoming a problem.
Mm.
When you say Caucasian, do you know every time who are they?
White.
Okay, Europeans.
I'm watching action movie. Then they'll say, and they're trying to describe. They say, why is milk Caucasian? This.
Caucasian white, and then they say Mongol or Mongolian. I know that's a nation. And then Negro, black.
Miss Naisi, what I do? I'll be the doctor. You ask her one question, she'll give
you. She'll expand. Is that telling your life story?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so 20 female Caucasian dating 26 male Indian for 2 years. Mm, 2 years, which means when it started date. Anyways, okay, let me go on. I love him completely and frequently. and frequently can imagine us living the rest of our lives together.
No, 16. Anyway. Hey, guys, I'm asking a problem.
Mr. What will get you?
Okay, let's go.
I love him completely and frequently can imagine us living the rest of our lives together. But I just can't get to grips with his culture. Don't get me wrong, I do try. I've learned a few words. I'm respectful and we celebrate his religious events together. He is very British and we live together and 90% of the time everything is okay. But recently I feel like my culture is slowly being taken away. First of all, you are white. You don't have a culture. Let's go on.
Thank you.
His sister is getting married soon, so there is a big Indian wedding planned. I've been given Indian clothes to wear and I feel so completely uncomfortable in them. I feel like I'm being converted to his religion. Oh, Jesus Christ. I feel like I'm being converted to his religion and I feel completely out of place. His family are expecting me at this week-long ceremony with prayers and to wear these Indian suits. His parents initially didn't accept me, and although they've turned the corner, there has been some incidents where they've asked me to change my clothes, or quite frequently, just been really rude. In their culture, age is wisdom. Oh, quite frankly, what did I even say?
I want to say frequent. What is it frequent?
Recently, I've been thinking of breaking up with him, but my love for him makes me stay. And I'm wondering, if this is something.
I have to do musical interview.
Thank you.
For you, the love. It's an Ebony song. I've forgotten the song.
You go. You remember.
Sorry. Let's move.
if you break my heart, I will date your
father. Yes, but I want to sing that part. The love I have for you,
Yeah, sorry, me PC. Come on, mom.
I miss you.
Don't kill me.
Oh my god. Okay, let's continue.
Recently, I've been thinking of breaking up with him, but my love for him makes me stay. And I'm wondering if this is something I should put up with for true love. Am I being racist and stupid? Should I stay with him or not? Update. We've had many conversations about cultural differences, and he's super supportive. We both often end up crying, trying to figure out a solution, but we both have things we don't want to give up, and his Indian culture is really important for him.
First of all, the girl is very foolish.
Yes.
You know why I say foolish? Because the boy, you yourself said that the boy is very British. So if once in a while, every now and then they'll do this and you just wear some clothes and whatever, what's the big deal?
Also, has she not watched Bollywood films? That she wants to be wearing this Western clothing when everyone is wearing like a sari and things.
Nice to support your man for that day.
They didn't tell you to go and buy it yourself. They gave it to you. Ghana wedding. Ghana wedding or engagement and everyone is dressed in a type of way and someone has a white partner or something. They also wear the same thing.
I even saw some recently. The guy was marrying a Ghanaian lady and he has wore the three-piece agbada with the thing and everything. Was trying to do our dances and everything. It's just
you just immerse yourself in like, whose culture in a way.
It's two seconds.
When they finish and go home, he's still white. And he will still do his white thing.
Even whilst he's wearing that but dancing, he's white.
Very true. He was very white. His dancing was very white. So and guys, you guys realize that whenever they are doing Big Brother, when Miss Lena talked, we'll be referencing Big Brother a lot. Anyway, there's a girl there. she's from France. Like, she's a Nigerian who was born and bred in Paris. And she said, someone asked her, she would dance. She said, I dance like Oyibo, but I dance. Oyibo is white person in Nigeria. So she says that she dances like a white person, but she's still dancing. That's how you to stop living your life. When they're talking about, they both cry. Why are they crying?
Emotions.
No, because it's not a big problem. It's something that can easily be. That means that girl, she's a racist. She's not interested in other people's culture.
That I think there's that too, or she's the type that doesn't, what do you call it? She feels every single thing. You are sitting on her freedom, literally. You are sitting or preventing her from doing what.
You guys, can we also blame like childishness?
Wait, I think, see, when you were going to take a man that is different from you, you should have expected that some things you don't like, maybe you definitely do.
But
so I don't want to say first, I just avoid.
No, miss, now we as Ghanaians, if we're going to get Ghanaian man safe, you still have things you don't like.
Exactly. I mean, look at because even a Ghanaian marrying, let's say, a Cameroonian, you realize that there are still some slight cultural differences. So whatever you do, Ghana and Ghana, cry. If you go and take Ashanti and then you're an Elwe, you realize it's different.
In fact, let's even do like this thing. Fancy. I go and take Catholic, charismatic. That one's just an issue.
Thank you.
So either that, listen, love, guys, love. It's a conscious effort. You don't just get up and say, I'm in love, then you think you finish. You're in love, and so you have to consciously work on the love. Like, if you say you love someone, you should consciously work on it. Like, if there'll be compromises here and there from both sides, that's the only way you can move forward. And culture, unless the culture is barbaric, I don't think it should be a problem. Even Muslims and Christians are getting married and they are making So what's your problem?
When you deep it in, most of these cultural things, when they come out wearing their outfits, it's so nice.
Yes.
Like when I go for an engagement and then they are dressed in the cultural garb, it's so nice. When you see Indians doing their own too, wearing their saris and things, it's nice. When you see Koreans wearing their hanbok and things, it's very nice. So which one is your problem? No one is saying that now when you go home, wear this every day. Nobody's saying where to work.
But I think it's just nice.
If I'm marrying someone who is outside of my culture, I want his family members to see me to doing something. They want me to, I'll laugh at them if they try to do my own. I want, you know, there's something about wanting to be family.
And to be very honest, they went to the extent of getting it for you. They didn't go and buy.
If they are doing it here and then they bought Kate for you. Everything has never been cheap, but in this economy too, it's going up and up and up. They bought kente for you and things. They bought you
that. You tell me that I don't want to work.
You come. It's not even that I don't want to work. Your culture is being taken away from you. Which culture?
The culture. The culture is just bad enough.
It's just
cute.
It's so cute. But I mean, why do you say white people don't have a culture? I want to understand that one.
What's their culture?
Hey, they are going to arrest racist speech. Oh, they are going to arrest her.
Guys,
no, I love to grow. I love to grow and learn. Mm-hmm. What is their culture?
Father Christmas.
Okay. Sorry, why do people have a culture? Father Christmas.
Yeah, it's true. Santa Claus is
happy. Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny.
Okay, so they have these two.
Adra, he sees you when you're crying.
I see you when you're away. If
you've been good or bad.
Oh, and hang your socks on your best, I bet.
My dear.
Oh my God, guys. Don't be racist, Joy. Joy is a racist.
You can, as a minority, you cannot be racist.
That's what she always says. But okay. Okay, guys, I guess we'll have to come to an end because we don't know what I do. But see, I've been telling you, my birthday is coming.
We have three more.
Okay. Hey, Bingindi.
No, we from what I sent you guys, we have two. Choose one.
Two more. Okay. Yeah,
just two.
We can wrap them up, Abby.
Just choose one. What about pets?
The thing about pets thing, what was the guy's argument? I didn't understand.
Which pets?
Somebody said that somebody needs the dog.
The rabbit.
No, I want to do the rabbit one.
Okay.
So we are doing number three.
Guys, I hope no matter how long this is, I hope it's worth it because I'm really having fun at this party. This is one of like the best parties so far. I hope you're having fun too. And we all know you guys like relationship. I'll put it in the title for you so you know. Okay. So the title, I, 21 male, I'm convinced my 20 female wife's pet rabbit thinks my wife is his mate and it is ruining our marriage.
Hey!
Anyways, let's get it all started when I was dating my wife. I met her 4 years ago and we have been dating all 4 years. She has had the rabbit since before I met her. The little bastard, I'm screaming. The little bastard is old and saggy and partially blind. Some parts of his body is missing patches of fur because he pulls it out to make a nest for himself and my wife. When we met, the rabbit was not a major issue. It would scratch and bite at me, but my wife assured me he was just nervous to have another person in her apartment. As my wife and the rabbit lived alone since my wife was 18. We have been married 1 year now, and the rabbit is wreaking havoc on our marriage. But my wife refuses to do anything because to her, the rabbit is her baby, and she loves him more than anything. When I moved in, the rabbit did not do much to me or us, other than the previously mentioned bites and scratches. But he showed my wife too much affection for just an owner. Oh, boy. We will be doing anything, and she will have the rabbit with her on top of her chest, on her breast, licking them in her face. Hey!
Oh, no! Come on!
Jehovah's Witness.
As an eccentric babe, I have to support the rabbit. <It's cool.
laughs> She will not put it down at all whenever she is home with it. We eat dinner, he is there. She goes to the bathroom, he comes with. She is showering. He waits outside for her, watching her nude in the shower. Wife does not even let me in the bathroom with her. It has gone to the point where whenever I show my wife affection, the rabbit seeks revenge on me. Sometimes not immediately, but at times he does attack me on the spot when I kiss my wife. Sometimes I find little tiny brown balls, his shit, in my closet. Another thing is that she lets the little shit roam free all day, but nighttime and when we are making love. This was not previously the case, but after an accident during lovemaking and much long conversations, I convinced my wife to put the rabbit in its cage when we are making love. But now whenever I am making love to my wife, like clockwork, the little shit knows what we are doing. It screams at the top of its lungs until my wife abandons what she is doing, even nude, and comes to the smug little shit's rescue. He is doing this out of pure spite. I am aware that rabbits only scream when very stressed or in danger, but he is in his huge cage because my wife spoils him only during the night and when we make love. I swear he is doing this to ruin our marriage.
Oh, no, he's stressed. My wife... You're having sex with his girlfriend.
He thinks my wife is his mate and he wants to get rid of me. I have scars all over my body from bites and scratches, and my wife refuses to do anything about the rabbit or how much time she spends with it.
That's not
right. We are in couples therapy and our marriage is very rocky. What do I do?
To be very honest with you, if I may speak now, I think sometimes when people are dating, they turn a blind eye to so many things. Right from the onset, you should have noticed that there's no way she's going to give you as much attention as she's going to give her rabbit. So right from the onset, you stay away. People who are very attached to certain things, let me be very honest with you, there's no way it's going to work. So that rabbit dies, he's not going to have his peace of mind. And if the rabbit dies, there's also a possibility that she's going to be depressed for God knows how long. Right from the moment where he realized the rabbit is all about her, to the extent of licking her nipples or whatever, her boobs, that's a big question mark. Like, yo, why
honestly,
she had you then, so it's like she should know how to balance. If the rabbit's been biting, I know if a girl genuinely likes you, the least thing actually upsets her. The fact that the rabbit is biting you and it's jimon fu, it's questionable. You should have looked at the very
one. This one. Eva's French babe.
Oh, like my new roommate too is from France, so she's actually from Dijon. Yes.
Hey, and I tried to hear about you.
Hey, but she's trying to speak. I'll first let her speak the French if you want to remember. Yeah. So my problem is, I think sometimes people overlook so many things. I, for one, if I'm with a guy and he's too attached to affect me, I think it will worry me. I don't know why he actually sat down to the extent of marrying him.
Exactly.
He's suffering. And it's funny, honestly, like, you go to somebody, oh, why is your marriage falling apart? Rabbit. Like,
is that why I drop pieces for me?
And secondly, you people actually think this rabbit is human. Hey, I say human, it's an animal.
Spiritual problem.
Spiritual marriage.
Because I don't understand.
I don't think the rabbit is normal. To the extent that it screams when it knows that.
I don't want to blame the woman. I don't think the woman is the rabbit. I don't think the woman is normal.
Thank you. I don't think she's right. Like, I don't think the rabbit is the abuse of a man in your life.
Now I'll be looking at Dolly.
Hey, I beg you, like, no. I think she can do this. Ghana here.
No, honestly, I was talking to a friend and he was talking about how he has dogs in his house and that, and oh, they don't bite. I'm like, nah, people always say this about their dogs, and then you know, dogs will be aggressive with you because you're a new person, you know, and whether or not knowing that knowledge that they won't bite doesn't make it this one, but it's how the person will keep the dog at bay, it's how the person will act. And your rabbit has scratched me a couple of times, and there's nothing about it.
You are
there's
going no about okay. it. You don't
there's no okay. When you're around, I'll put him in the cage, or we have to get you, like, you guys should go on training together because I see you being in my life long term. So the rabbit can't be in the cage all the time when you're around. Something, but there was no compromise made. And then now your body scratches. You cannot have sex with your wife. Elzo, wear shit in your clothes. Like, it's very weird.
No,
it's
something else. It's not everything that's a spiritual problem.
If you come to Ghana,
let's see him so buff.
You know, initially when I read the title, yeah, I thought the guy is just being dramatic. But like after this. What do you mean? Play with their breasts.
Your wife with a rabbit. That's weird. That's
but,
not
I'm sorry, you know what you said about like when people start relationships in the beginning, they see red flags and they go. I feel like with this one, it wasn't serious. Like the way he was.
About the animal thing, me. If like your pet isn't. You remember when I came to your house? Yeah, you guys were like, "Oh, relax. The dog won't do anything to you." Yeah. By the time I left, I was cool with it. When I come back, you have to talk me down again. But it didn't get to the point where anything happened to me. And at any point that you said that, oh, I was too scared, you controlled the dog. That's the thing. If you can't control the dog, this one here, how will I know that you won't even sick the animal on me one time?
Yeah, guys, my dogs are even heavier than me, but I tried for joy.
Yeah, I mean, or maybe I'm like, it's nice when people like animals and all, but to some extent, it's fashionable. These days that people have been sleeping with dogs. I'll be surprised if the girl has been doing things with the rabbits. Like,
but the rabbit has been playing with the fofo.
Thank you. And I'd be surprised if she's been breastfeeding this rabbit. Surprised. There's actually some bond. I really wouldn't be surprised because animals like us do also have nasty minds. So no, but well, or maybe he thought, oh, this thing will just die off. It's going to die off or something. Did I say to actually tears out patches of his fur to make nest for your wife? It's on a different level of bonding, huh? I wish him the best though. Why did your marriage end? Oh, rabbit. Ah, pity.
Guys, I mean, honestly, I take my stance. I don't even want to have, like, I don't have a lot. In fact, the only opinion I have is spiritual. Period.
No, honestly. You should kill the rabbit. You should poison it. Hmm?
Ah, it's true. I draw perfect. But if it's spiritual, then the rabbits will not die.
That's the point. He knows that he's actually wrestling against principalities. If that thing
happens, we even see you doing this by the time you realize it's in your food.
I'll be surprised though. That man watch it to in look immediately. Hey, that's why I suffer. Hey, that is by my region. Rabbit.
Oh,
what a shock!
But people, I don't even say white people. I'm sure it's happening in this country. It's very small. Here is on those suffer stations.
Oh, I only to start with dogs pay. Dogs pay. Because, hey, I think I read this. I'm on this Telegram group and Kokon Sam, I really like it.
Oh, I just add me.
Kokon Sam about what?
Hey, this has been happening all the time. We have Ghana.
Funny thing? I don't even want to know what it's about. They should just add me as fast as Kokon
Sam. I'll send you the link to my story. Hey! So there's this situation. I think one girl, she bought a dog from these cute puppies. These puppy like dogs, those small ones. And she said that she realized that all the time the dog actually runs to her cushy. Like the least chance the dog gets, that's where the dog wants to go to and start licking. I'm coming, sis. So she called the owner to complain that what's going on. The girl actually fessed up. She said, yeah, she was actually using the dog to give her head. I think eventually she had to kill the dog because I think the dog has been trained that way. So I think it will take too much time and effort to actually reprogram it.
I don't understand. Wait, the dog was giving the owner head.
Yes. Her boo won't do it for her. So when she comes home, she uses the dog as a sexual entertainment. Yep.
Hey, people will die, oh.
I think one guy also caught his girlfriend banging his dog. And right now, if anything, it's dogs that are going to top the spiritual level.
Oh my god. Is it psychological or spiritual at this point?
Apart from the spiritual, I think a bit too is too much perversion. Like, we are so comfortable in life that we want to try everything, so.
I don't know what honey can catch me that will say yes.
Useless conji. No, honestly, you are a dog.
Hey, so what if it goes feral and then it has chewed me?
Say it again.
I hope one of the dogs gets rabies and give them. They'll all be there.
After that whole scenario, I actually had to Google like, what are the side effects of these things? Because I know it's not natural. And there's a whole long list that if the dog is infected, you also get infected with some form of rare disease. Yeah. And apart from that, we the women are petal, so it's not designed to accommodate an animal's thing.
Did you say petal?
And the dog, the dog actually would tear or wound you. Cookies.
I said it's called popoli.
Popoli. So you do that, you actually damage it, you tear it. And I still don't know why, but yeah, that's the new trend right now. So sometimes you see these very fancy girls with these very cute dogs. Most often than not, that's what they are using them for, because their boos won't do the oral thingy for them. So yeah.
You can't bother have Dolly, and Kassan will go and take Dolly and abuse Dolly.
And what people don't realize is, when you go for such dogs, and it's going to take time and effort to reprogram, like train them that's not what you want, because they are used to it.
Oh, me, I'll give you away, I beg you. I'll give it to a vet or something.
My dog is already grown. Who buys a full grown dog?
Yeah. Oh, some people do. And you see, these days, people like them very cute ones. Like Dolly, but smaller.
Oh, right.
Yes. They like those ones, Pam, because those ones are easy to carry about, and then they are actually more docile than the full grown.
Pardon?
Do you have some smaller than Dolly?
But even to get it really small, and they can pick, like, they'll cross
they'll cross breed.
They'll cross the weakest and smallest of like a litter. So that when they come out, they are really, 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 really tiny. Yeah. But then they also have a lot of issues because they were crossed with the their genes are basically sick genes.
Yes, they are not so strong. Yeah,
so there are some that are tinier.
Yeah, that is the new craze right now. Apart from the fact the spiritual and stupid aspect, there's also the aspect of money. Because the last time I checked, they said you can get $1,000 per hour if you sleep with a dog. So money, their money to make people do it.
But this one over me.
Oh, it's like it's been happening. Like I think. Why again did I see some weird shit like that? I think, yeah, but this one's a snake. You guys, they use the python.
But see, guys, last year the Ghana becomes too hard. All of you account for one kidney.
Why
you don't? You don't want to do some of the dog thingy. That's no. The hour.
Listen, I have to keep the tutor. If any of you are in need, I'll give. So somebody has to be like, keep the two for. Emergency, so
I'll just do
baby girl. Girl. And I'm telling you, take $1,000 per hour. You don't like,
no, I don't like. I can sell your kidney. No,
my but yeah, there's money, there's a lot of money in it. I think those who do it, they are rich people, rich, perverse people.
So. Yeah, same. Can you do it once and stop? Like, or do you get addicted to it? Like,
okay, so some people's stories, they go addicted to it. Others, they just do it for the money. If they get, they'll stop. But because their money is in it, so they are not addicted. But
no, from what you are saying, you make a lot of money. So if you make like one trip and you go and make money that one time,
yeah, why
how do you actually get your life together? Pardon?
I said, why are they going again? It's like,
yeah, you're exactly. Because
I've been in Dubai. Why do they keep going?
Honestly, because I read one person who said that she went there like one weekend and then it was very, you know, all the things, like it was very bad. But then she used that money and then she started something for herself. So she never had to go back to go and do that again.
Again.
So
there's some people make sense, but
also keep doing it. I just feel like they're just like money hungry people. They are just greedy.
There's that too. And you see, there's this thing that I think some of the elderly people say that the car one brain, you know, like money that you know you've not really suffered or told
you
don't
know,
waste it like that. They don't call it suffering. That's easy for them. They don't call it suffering, honestly. One girl said that, yeah, first she was.
Have we lost it? I guess. This is our cue. This is our cue. I just found members have done this for me again. Okay, guys. Today has been a very interesting and long party. I hope you listened to this very point that I'm talking. And in fact, I know you did because, if it was me, such a content queen is talking, plus other content queens, you will be here to the end. Miss Nana.
Her.
So, guys. I'm so sad this party is ending. I really want to go to it. But yeah, Miss Nana, do you understand why they keep listening to such parties? They keep coming for such parties. I say listening. I told you guys that English is becoming a problem. But I'll go and watch YouTube, learn some one or two accents as well, and come back strong.
Also, guys, so, let us know.
Yes, yes.
They are ending. The party people are
nice party.
Very nice party. Instead of drinking tea, they want to now go back to that. In fact, we are all British as now drinking tea, but we bath.
That part, so
because at this point, the Ghanaians want to be Ghanaian, so they want to go and eat wache at Ramsey Noah, aka Rama, says that when she's listening to the podcast, instead of drinking tea, she has been eating wache.
Purr.
So people that want to us guys watch it. Those ones go and eat fufu too.
Yes. Ramsey, what was her nickname? Wasn't it Shibari?
Yes.
Please don't start. I beg you.
In fact, she'll come on the show to explain to us how come her name is Shibari. What Shibari is? Kindly use your dictionary or Google. Sample say Google, whichever suits you.
Bolo.
So yes, guys, and this is Ajwa. the lovely of Joy and I. Love of my life, guys. All these things I'm saying, I want you to know that if you don't understand any of these things, you don't listen to this podcast from day one. So please go back, Sankofa, and go and listen. It's been amazing. It's been an amazing party. We've had a lot of fun. This has been one of my absolute best parties. Thank you all the way from Norway, giving us some French vibes as well. Spice everything up. You know that girl that always goes to pee when the conversation is interesting. And guys, I promise to do our first post on Instagram tonight because I'm so excited about this particular party.
Yo, 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 yo.
You guys deserve something. Bye, guys.
Bye.